Among the other nominations President-elect Obama announced today was that of Susan Rice. She's on track to become U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. Susan Rice served on the National Security Council and at the State Department under President Clinton. The World's Jeb Sharp has more.
President-elect Obama made it clear today that he considers the United Nations vital to his foreign policy agenda. He's restoring the UN post to a cabinet-level position, as it was under President Clinton, and he is sending one of his closest and most trusted advisors to fill it. The president-elect says Susan Rice understands the importance of global institutions that work.
She shares my belief that the UN is an indispensable and imperfect form. She will carry the message that our commitment to multilateral action must be coupled with a commitment to reform. We need the United Nations to be more effective as a venue for collective action against terror and proliferation, climate change and genocide, poverty and disease.
Susan Rice underscored the point in her own remarks.
All of these goals are vital to America's security, but none can be accomplished by America alone. To enhance our common security, we must invest in our common humanity. And to do so, we need capable partners and far more effective international institutions.
Rice's former colleagues describe her as brilliant, principled, and forceful. Former Clinton administration official Nancy Soderbergh has known Rice since they worked together on the Dukakis campaign 20 years ago.
And we've kept in touch since then. And when I was on the transition in 92, she's the first person I called to see if she'd come work in the administration. She's just that talented. So, and obviously had a meteoric rise under the Clinton administration. She's tough. She's smart. She's a great manager. Knows the issues. Obviously knows Obama. Has that close tie there. And she'll be a terrific UN ambassador.
Rice is an authority both on peacekeeping and Africa and is known for advocating humanitarian intervention in places like Darfur. Nancy Soderbergh says Rice was deeply influenced by what happened in Rwanda, Somalia, and Bosnia during the Clinton years.
I think she understands the need for the U.S. to intervene when we can and where we can, but she also understands the limitations. You know, what you need to do is make sure that you don't get to the stage where you have a crisis on your hand by early warning, early intervention. The need to stand up the minute you see the signs of trouble coming and engage immediately so that you don't have these things spiraling out of control. And Susan understands that better than most.
But at the UN, Rice will have to deal with some crises that have been full-blown for a while now, including Darfur, Eastern Congo, and Somalia. John Prendergast is another former Clinton administration official who is now with the anti-genocide organization, the Enough Project. He's thrilled to see someone he considers an ally going to the UN post.
The great thing is that Susan lives and breathes principle, but she has extensive experience working inside the system in the bureaucracy in the White House and in the State Department, and she's conducted diplomatic missions all over the world. She has extensive experience in getting things done.
Prendergast is especially hopeful about change in Darfur. He says Susan Rice has extensive experience negotiating with the government of Sudan and is known for a tough and uncompromising stand against the Sudanese government's human rights abuses. But Peter Fever sounds a cautionary note. He served on the National Security Council under President Clinton and then again under President Bush. Fever says Susan Rice's rhetoric isn't that different from President Bush's rhetoric on Darfur. The question is whether the Obama team can change the dynamic.
Since the constraints on action have not been will, but rather what is available from the U.S. military and what other states are willing to do, those two constraints will continue, and my expectation is that the Obama team will not be able to advance the ball much further than the Bush team has on Darfur.
That could turn out to be true, but today at least, the president-elect wants to send the message that he has a top-notch national security team ready to meet the challenges it will inherit. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.